We're doing the Chafetz Chaim, we're on page Lamed, and the Chafetz Chaim is discussing what prohibitions are involved in the act of saying Lashon Hara. V'chol zeh shekatavnu, everything we've written so far, hu b'mesaper b'yichidi, o shomeh b'yichidi. It's when an individual is recounting the Lashon Hara, or an individual is listening to the Lashon Hara. Aval im hu medabek atzmo lechevra shel anshei resha, uva'alei Lashon Hara. But if a person connects to a group, a wicked group, people who speak Lashon Hara, k'dei lesaper lahem, because he wants to tell them, or k'dei lishmo mehem, or because he wants to hear from them, over gam ken alav, de lo tiachei rabim lera'ot. It is also in transgression of the commandment, don't join the masses when they're doing something bad. Don't join groups of people who do something bad. One of the major decisions a person has to make in his life is, which group is he going to become a member of? We choose which clubs we join, which shuls we join. It's very important that a person thinks before he joins the masses. Sometimes the masses are going down the wrong path. You don't want to be there with them. I remember when I was younger, there were a group of guys who used to drink and then drive home. And everyone did it, so it must be okay, right? Do you join that group? You know, that in halacha, we don't view that as, oh, they're children. We view that as wicked. They're endangering people's lives.
What do you mean by wicked?
Wicked. They're doing things that are wicked. The fact that a person likes to say, oh, I'm just joking. Why is that just joking? The people who die from a drunk driver and leave behind orphans and widows, it's not a joke.
Is that
cruel, negligent? Mean. Cruel. It's not, you can't just say negligent. Negligent is if a person forgot to do something minor. They forgot to pay their electric bill for a day, so they pay a day late. That's okay. It's a little bit negligent. When a person drives and he's not in full capacity and he's endangering people's lives and he's endangering the lives of the pitiful orphans or the children. How many people lost their lives? How many children lost their lives to drunk drivers? No. So a person has to take responsibility of which group he's with. And at the end of the day, that greatly affects who we become. We are all affected by the people we associate with. Even the Navi Yirmiyahu said that he has to leave. His family were all bad people. His family tried to poison him, so they didn't like the fact that he was telling them they should go in the way of Hashem. So his own family members in the city of Anatot, his relative fellow Kohanim, wanted him dead. He had to run for his life. He said, "Meet neni v'midbam elo nochim. I wish I could live in the desert. I can't be a part of this society." Okay, so today we have societies where you can be a part of the society. You have excellent people you could join with, and then each one strengthens the other, and you grow. I was at a wedding, Sheva Brachos, they invited someone to speak. So they asked, he said, how does he know the Chassan's father? The Chassan's father used to invite him. They'd have a group of three or four men that would get together every Matzei Shabbos and daven for Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Matzei Shabbos, it's dead time, right? Mm-hmm. What?
Not a minion.
Not a minion. They would get together at 9, 10 o'clock at night, for a half hour, saying Tehillim together, praying on behalf of Am Yisrael. They would end by having a quick jig, dancing and singing Yibaneh HaMikdash. But they davened for Am Yisrael to be at a better state. It was at the time when they were talking about disengagement, kicking Jews out of their homes. And they didn't know what they could do at that time. They weren't in the government. So they said, once a week we'll get together and daven for Am Yisrael. So they forged a bond. They davened together. It says, there are groups that get together to do mitzvot. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole book where he recommends how in each community you should have groups that get together to learn. Once a week, you should have groups. Every one of you should be an educator. Even if you feel like you don't have that much to offer, you do have what to offer. You've learned. And even if what you offer is just the excitement over learning, you get together another two or three guys and tell them once a week, let's meet and learn. You don't have to fund the cake, but if you can afford it, it's a big mitzvah if you fund the cake in the drink. You get people attached to Torah and Judaism, and everyone can do it. There's no excuse. No one can say, I can't. There are always people who know less than you, or people who are less inspired than you. Even if there's someone there who knows more than you, they might not be as inspired as you. And if you create such groups, I have young men who, till today, we have a very close relationship, and our relationship revolves around the following story. I noticed in a certain yeshiva that guys were dropping out. Guys were dropping like flies. So I said, I'm creating a group. I lived right next to that yeshiva. I came into the yeshiva and I said, I'm creating a group of guys who get together and talk about the difficulties of learning in yeshiva Friday morning. We'll learn for like 20 minutes, half an hour, and we'll talk for 20 minutes, half an hour. We'll sing a song. We'll have cake and a drink. So all the guys who had it really hard in yeshiva, you might call them the dropouts, the guys who ultimately did not succeed in yeshiva, but I'm connected to those guys from that yeshiva. I'd have it Friday morning for 1 hour. We'd finish learning here. I'd run home. I'd be with them for 1 hour, and then they'd go get ready for Shabbos, and I'd go get ready for Shabbos. But it altered their lives. They could hear that other people were also having difficulties in yeshiva. They could sing together. They could learn something that was easy and feel like they were succeeding. So, okay, so I said, so it was the group of dropouts, if you'll call them that. So what? But you can give people. You could. There are always people who we can give to, and it's part of our job to be a light in the world. So the Chafetz Chaim says, when a person chooses to join a group, or what they're going to do is talk Lashon Hara, one of the choices you have to make is which shul you go to, and then you have to choose where in that shul you sit. There are the places where people sit because they came in late and they want to spend the whole time talking. You don't belong there. You belong in the front of the shul. If you're not the rabbi, be the president. If you're not the president, be the gabbai. If you're not the gabbai, then be the guy who's in charge of other things, helping people out. You guys don't belong in the back. You're all leaders. If you made it to Machon Meir, you're a leader. You didn't make it here if you weren't a leader. Because all of you come from communities where no one else made it here, right? You're one or two out of a community. You belong in the front. Whatever position you have, you should be helping things move forward. So the Torah warns us, Lo tiyachei rabim leraot. A person shouldn't be a part of a group that goes in a bad way. That's a warning. Don't agree. Don't join people when what they do is wrong, even if they are the masses. If the masses is going down a wrong path, don't go down that path. Look later on in paragraph 6, when we speak about the mitzvah asei, the proactive commandments, you'll see over there a proactive commandment that's also relevant to this, about who a person should join with. If you look earlier, letter Dalid, so he wrote over there, he quoted from Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, where he warned his son Hyrcanus, he said, be careful not to join groups of people who speak badly about their friends. That was one of the last things that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus told his son before he passed away. And this involves also what carpool you join. Very often in carpools, people sit there, they have nothing to talk about, so they talk about other people. This is a very important point. We have to think about this, who you sit with in lunch. Sometimes it's those times which we might call dead time, which define us. I know someone who had a ride from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv every morning. So he created a chavruta during that time. And for years, he learned with that person, Mishnayos, and until today, they're tremendous, tremendous friends, even though they don't work together anymore. He doesn't work in Tel Aviv. The other guy doesn't work in Tel Aviv. The other guy's retired. Every time they make a family simcha, they invite one another. They're still in touch with one another. They developed a tremendous friendship because they're doing something positive together. I don't know how much shas they finished. They would learn a few mishnayos every day on the commute. So I don't know if they finished shas, they didn't finish shas, I don't know. But I could tell you they finished many tractates, and they probably also finished some orders in shas, some siddurim, not just tractates. They took that time, what we might call dead time. They didn't spend it talking politics or talking about other people. They spent it positively. So that's what we learned today, that the previous section had been discussing individuals, but if a person joins a group, then he has to know that there's another prohibition, that the Torah says don't join groups that are doing things that are wrong. And we discussed the application in our own lives, where a person has to think about what groups he joins, and a person should try to be the creator, the progenitor of groups that are positive. A person can create that. You can create that. You know, I created... There was a gabbai in our shul who worked very hard to keep the shul in order. At his own expense, he worked very, very hard. And I felt like I should give him something back. So I said to him, you know what? I see you wait till Rabbeinu Tam. After davening, you never leave Matzei Shabbos. You don't do any work till after Rabbeinu Tam. So you wait that extra 25 minutes. I'll learn with you those 25 minutes. Let's make a chavruta. today we have over 10 people who come to that learning, where we sometimes hit close to 20 people. You start something small. I'm saying it because it's something anyone can do. To create a Chavruta Motzei Shabbat, let's take Medrash, let's learn 5 minutes of Medrash. Anyone who wants to join is invited. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You can create small groups, and you don't have to be the Rebbe. We'll learn together. Either we'll understand, we won't understand, we'll work through it together. We'll have a question, we'll call someone. But you can do it, and it makes a huge impact. Someone I know learns over here, in Givat Ram, in the university. So one time, some students there asked him, could you tell something about the parsha? So he told them. People who don't wear yarmulke, they're not observant. Told them about the parsha. So the next week they asked him again. And slowly it became a ritual. And now he has over 100 people who listen to him every week about the parsha. He says a short Dvar Torah at the meal. Over 100 people come. They want to know, what does the Torah say this week? Okay? So he's not the chief rabbi of Israel. So what? He's teaching 100 people at least. There were times where it numbered over 200 that come to hear a short Dvar Torah on the parsha. What does the parsha tell us? So I'm saying every one of us has that responsibility where we can be creators of light.